I recently saw a post from a fellow business coach who posed the question, are you catfishing your customers or are you being catfished? Catfishing, for those that don't know, is the process of luring someone into a relationship by means of a fictional persona. Such an interesting question to pose, but such a relevant one, especially in the coaching space, but certainly not limited to just the coaching space, where there are promises of $10,000 sales months and six-figure salaries from coaches who, upon review of their actual resume, don't have the experience to promise such a thing. Or doesn't that matter anymore? Is the mere thought of $10,000 sales as a marketing grab enough to lure someone in over real-world experience? Let's explore this. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. When I started out in business 11 years ago, all I was armed with was over 20 years corporate experience, heading up the financial departments of some of the most recognisable businesses in Australia, and a drive like no other to support small business owners. Oh, of course, and my trusty laptop. That's what I came with. And back then, that was an amazing start to being a financial coach for me. As time progressed and we moved more into using social media as an advertising tool for business, I found that the gap got bigger between experience and who had a better sales pitch. You see, I'm not going to pretend to be great at sales. My experience is in financial foundations and building lasting strategies that make a difference for small businesses. And perhaps I'm naive to think that that's enough. After all, it's what I do and it's all I have. But the more I watch how business owners are using social media channels, the more I realize that no one values experience anymore. Many business owners prefer the promises of five and six figures over the reality of what's behind those promises. Hard work on your part still resides. The quick fix ain't real, but the marketing sure is convincing. But is it just in the marketing of it? I'm not sure it is. Story time. True story time. I was recently hanging out in a rather large, in terms of audience, Facebook group, and a coach shared some thoughts about how far she had come. Now, this story started along the lines of, I can't believe that 2 years ago I had no idea what I was doing. And then proceeded to say that she went on to get clients of which she still didn't know what she was doing, but kept trying until she came up with a strategy that they could follow to do the same. This had me confused. What was she selling? Was she playing with other people's money to get her cash strategy right, to get her business off the ground? What was it that her clients were looking for when she actually had no experience in this area? Now, I'm the first to say in order to get experience, you need to put yourself out there. But I can sure as hell tell you, I ain't going to make a promise to someone under the guise that I'm an expert if I haven't done it yet. And I'm practicing on someone else with someone else's business in order to grow mine. But then again, who am I to judge whether people value experience over a promise? Who am I to say that that's better for a business owner? I took ethics when I studied. Yes, I have a degree to back up my experience, over 9 years actually in terms of additional study, but that probably doesn't matter. My point here though is that whilst I get the game that is marketing, is it right that so many, and yes, I know of so many, make claims that they haven't yet been able to achieve themselves and take money for it? Is it right to gamble someone else's money to make money of your own? Not only do we have the layer of social media that makes vetting the right person so very difficult for us, we have the DIY websites thrown into that mix that you can create to validate a position that many will take as gospel when doing their research, or even that is their only research tactic. I'm curious about how others sleep at night. I know that I could get a whole stack of friends who will vouch for me if I choose to start a new venture. That part's easy. Setting up a new website and hanging out in Facebook pages is easy. And the sad thing, if I say the right thing, like a promise of a six-figure year, which trust me, I would never, I can hit the right vulnerability of so many business owners and take their money. But I can't. I'm sorry. Even just saying that out loud makes me sick to the stomach. The reality is, many are hanging shit on business coaches and the profession because of a bad experience. Perhaps because the experience of the coach wasn't vetted well enough. It's not the profession. You can't put us all in the same basket. I read just recently a post where someone said something about McDonald's can get your order wrong 10,000 times and you'll still go back. But one coach screws you over and you dog out the profession. Really? Are we these people now? Unfortunately, we are. We're so quick to judge and you can see it everywhere. I see it in Facebook groups. Here's the thing though. Catfishing in business isn't just reserved for the coaching industry. It's everywhere. And at times it's not deliberate, but it's there. It's where the business or product or even employee isn't what we thought they were as they claimed. This may be based on advertising or the way they've worded their resume or simply our work experience with them and with the business or the product or service itself. But the point here is, how do you spot a catfish? Or is the question, do we care? Some people spending thousands of dollars on business coaches to help guide them. Some get what they want, others aren't. Investing in employing people only to find out they really aren't as qualified as they'd hoped. Or even purchasing products that are very different than what was promised. The outcome, a very costly and at times very frustrating situation. Besides research though, is there any other way to spot a catfish in this instance? Reviews are a good start. Perhaps even ask those who provided the review of their full take on the experience. Like anything in business, we need to continually challenge what choices we are making to build our team, even if that team involves external contractors. I was chatting with a business owner the other day. She runs an activewear range, and we were talking about sourcing products for her line. And as she was taking me through the rigorous process she goes through, and rightfully so, to get the right products that are right for her brand at the right price, etc., it had me thinking about the service industry and whether many do the same due diligence in this area of their business. This is so important to me from a business perspective. Here I am claiming to be a financial coach. I can put all the pretty posts up on my socials and get a tight marketing plan in place. But for me, the most important step in my client onboarding process is the discovery call. My discovery call step is set up as a means, sure, to get me or to help me know the potential client and their needs. But more important than that, it is for the client to get to know me. Why? Because I'm actually the one claiming that I have something that they need. So I need to demonstrate to them in various ways, I can do what I say I can do. Therefore, this process is so much more than a I need this session and one that I will not compromise in the process. Now, whilst I can appreciate you won't know everything about me in a short period of time, I like to couple this with other ways of education that may demonstrate that I actually know what I'm talking about. This podcast, for example, is a platform that I use to discuss not only catfishing in this instance, but also various areas of being in business that may provide support to small business owners. You'll find episodes on cash flow, on pricing, on collecting money, on getting into good habits when it comes to debt, on the types of funding that's available, on financial reporting, etc. In addition to this podcast, I have free webinars and training sessions that people can log into and participate in. Again, demonstrating how I teach and what type of knowledge I have. But I would imagine and expect that you would still do your due diligence and research me. I have testimonials on my website that you can tap into and investigate, and other sources like LinkedIn outlining my array of experience that can all be accessed prior to working with me. I even like to jump into various Facebook groups and provide support and resources where I can that may help others. And regardless of where all this effort takes me in terms of working with clients, my sole purpose is to provide value and support. And I just hope that genuine motivation demonstrates just how much knowledge and experience I do come with. Because let's face it, as the name of this podcast suggests, much of what I do is boring and day-to-day. If I didn't genuinely love what I did, or more importantly, have experience to impart, I wouldn't do it. I guess the reality in this conversation is that falling short of doing your research, and there is a hell of a lot more ways to determine whether you're being catfished these days, there's still the question of perception. The way in which we interpret or understand what is being offered can also play a huge part in the process. Whilst it may be disguised as deception if the product, person, or service isn't what we're expecting, is it though? If it's our interpretation, does our interpretation make it true? It's so subjective. In business, perception is crucial because unfortunately, perception becomes reality in most instances. For example, in the case of business coaches, if you have two present themselves to you, one excels at marketing and gives off this image of being an expert, and the other possesses more experience, is hardworking and extremely good at what they do. But because they are quieter and don't sell themselves as well as the first, the perception is they aren't the best. Therefore, perception becomes reality. And those which market themselves better becomes more successful in dollars. But are you missing out on the real expert? Some would argue that's just the risk of being in business. And if that's all it is, I was listening to a podcast recently and the guest Jerry Seinfeld made reference to a story about Pop-Tarts, which I believe he is making a movie about. And it's about how Kellogg's got wind of a new product coming to the market called Country Squares by their competitor Post. Now they moved quickly. Kellogg's moved quickly and got to the market with Pop-Tarts and essentially won the battle for this space. Were Pop-Tarts a superior product? That isn't known. The truth is, it won't be known. Country Squares didn't make it. Kellogg's marketing was too strong. Even though Post, as a company, have produced many successful products to rival Kellogg's, but Kellogg's just had the right formula. Let's point out the obvious, the name in particular. But they also had the marketing strategy to trump and stamp out anyone else that may have had a viable product that could have been huge. Don't get me wrong. If the promise is a woolen jumper and you get a t-shirt, there's clearly deception there. It's knowing the difference, really. Which I guess brings me full circle to the statement I made earlier that research is your best bet, perhaps the safest. Here's one last thought on this. We need not settle for a review as being gospel. We shouldn't just rely on hearsay. It is our responsibility as consumers to do the work in finding out. When we are applying for a job, we wouldn't expect someone to assume we can do something based on the way we have presented our resume. We'd expect them to check out a reference. This is the same thing for when you're a consumer. Don't be afraid to ask the question if there is a question looming. Don't let perception trip you up, be the reason you don't do something, or get you catfished. Stay well, my friend. Until next time, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.